Hey, Daily Dosers, this is Pastor Larry, and we're taking another look at this little book of Philemon that we dove into during this last weekend. And today I want to talk about the sense that we all become equal peers of one another the moment we step over the line to follow Jesus. It might not be that way out in the world, but in our relationships with one another, we are completely equal. Well, what makes this often hard for us to do is our tendency to upplay our strengths and downplay our weaknesses, to take a look even at the things that we call a sin and say, well, somehow our sins aren't as great as someone else's sin. And that's just our fallen human nature. We all have this tendency to do it. And that's why the theology of our oneness in Christ and all being equal, no slave, no master, no Jew, no Greek, no male, no female, is so important in Scripture. Because if I understand that, I will be able to have my mind renewed and therefore my life transformed when it comes to this natural tendency to upplay our strengths and to downplay our weaknesses and even our high-handed sin. The Apostle Paul, when he's writing to Philemon, he says this phrase when he says, come on, will you release him and will you take him back? And then he says, verse 16, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. You see, this tendency to see our strength and to minimize our weaknesses and highlight others' weaknesses and minimize our strengths can be overcome if we will simply step back and not only have the theology, but maybe understand the real life situations we have as a son or a daughter, hopefully in a functional home, or as a parent. I always like to think of my brother, my sister, and myself, particularly my brother and I in this little story. You see, Bob and I were so different as kids that by the time we hit our teenage years, there was a period where we had to pull out our driver's licenses to convince people we were actually brothers. Our interests were different. Our circle of friends were different. I was, back then you just kind of call it a hippie, a long-haired guy. He wanted to be a cop. He became a cop and rose up to high ranks in that. In that era, cops and hippies, let's just say that was a little bit of water and oil. And so there were just so many differences. And yet we had a father that loved all of us, including my sister, who's not a part of this story, and loved us equally, but differently. And so I was very involved in sports. And so I could say, you know, dad likes best when you talk to him about USC football, or you go to a game, or you talk to him about the things in the past, or we grew up in L.A., the Dodgers, and all the way back to when they came to L.A., and all the different things where there was a shared interest. And I go, man, that's what dad likes best, because that's how we connected. And then my brother connected on a totally different set of things. They both had kind of an irony sense. They love to travel. They remember details about trips. Oh, remember when we stayed here? Remember this detail and that detail. My brother also was musical, and so was my dad. I was totally left out of those gifts. And so they could connect on that level and all kinds of things. So you can imagine from my angle, because I'm feeling the love from my dad and the connection with my dad, I think this is a better son than that. My brother's living out the same life thinking, no, this is a better son than that. And then my sister's on the side with her own gig. And I love to reflect on that every now and then, because it helps me to step back and realize our Lord's deep love for brothers and sisters who have maybe blind spots where my eyes have been opened, or their eyes have been opened where I'm still living in a blind spot. Or there's some of those disputable things and we just flat out see them differently at this point. And maybe there are even things that the Lord says, I don't even care about. There's not even a right or wrong, though I wish he would tell me which one's right and who's wrong. You see, we're really one in Christ. And the flag of Jesus, if it flies above all of our other flags, will always draw us together. No matter how strong our disagreements might be, no matter how different our world view might be, no matter how different our personality, and in many ways, how different our churches. Because what is the thing that unites us? That we were all rescue dogs, pulled out of the kennel by the grace and the mercy of our Lord. So, let's not bite and devour one another. Let's run in a pack.